I live in Washington Heights.
Nice. Okay.
Okay, I guess we could start. The Zechanishmas Havi Mari Yaakov and Yisrael Pirchas, Zechanishmas Daniel Hashenavas Yeshua Falak. Okay, so last week we were talking about the mikvah for men and the shayla of Zechila, what Zechila is. And I just mentioned that right after the shir, someone called me, a Talmud of mine called me, that he was turned on the mikvah, you know, and he forgot to turn off the water. And the mikvah was overflowing during the time that, you know, so that was exactly the shir what we talked about, you know, about tzchila by things coming out of the mikvah. So it was interesting that we just had talked about this and then it came up. Okay, so Balkeri says the Gemara of Beis Ibn Aleph, Tan Rabbanan, Balkeri Shenosnu Olav Tisha Kabin Mayim Tohor. So Balkeri has an admission and then on him some water was poured on him. Tisha Kabin, he is Tohar. So Tohar is a very inaccurate understanding because he's not Tohar. You can only be Tohar if you go to a mikvah. If water is spilled on you, you're not Tohar. It means for the Gezerah of Ezra that you can't daven, learn without going to the mikvah. So they've said in the Takanas Ezra that it would be sufficient if water was poured on you. But to say that you can, you know, when you need real tahara, like you're going to eat kachim or trumach veis or something like that, then Tisha Kabin doesn't mean anything because it's not tahara. It's just for this halacha of for this halacha of this iser drabanan that Ezra was musakin. So you have this din of Balkeri Shadosnu Alav Tisha Kabin. And the question we are going to have to look into is, so what does it mean Nosnu Alav? In other words, you need Tafka and Asina, you need a Koach Gavra. Or say something just fell by itself. Is it a din that we know that in halachas we speak about Koach Gavra, you need Tafka, a person to pour it on you. So is that what it means over here also? That's a discussion of the post.
So then that would be like pulling up a shower?
All right, so that's what we have to talk about. So what about a shower? You know, this was a lot of people talking about this. People didn't want to go to the mikvah and Erev Rosh Hashanah and Erev Yom Kippur during COVID. So they said they're going to rely on this halach of Tes Kabin. So is that really the case? Is Tes Kabin, could you fulfill that with a shower or not? If you look here at Chav Beis and Beis, the Gemara has an interesting thing. Gemara says, Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Reid of Yeshua, Rav Bar Shmuel, Krichu, Rifta, Bar De'adadi. So they ate bread together. So Amal Rav Papa, Havali, Didi, Livroch. He says, I should be the one to bench. Why? The Nafal Ilavai Tes Kabin. Because I had Tes Kabin. So maybe that gives me the rights. Maybe you didn't have Tes Kabin. Well, I had Tes Kabin. According to what I'm really saying is, like a guy says, well, I took a shower, so I should be the one to bench. So Amal Rava Bar Shmuel Tanina Bamedva Mamur La'atzmo. So then the Rava says, no, the bit of Tes Kabin is only if you want to dive in and learn for yourself. Well, to bench just means to be motzi acherim. You know, Bizman Chazal, the Zimun was you know, the way it was done, you had the Rabosai Devarach and the full light, and then one person said the benching for everyone else. That was what Zimun was. Today we don't do that, because today we assume that everyone will space out. And people's concentration span, especially, forget, you know, later days. Manazer, for sure, you know, sure any good teacher could tell them that the concentration span of an average student today is much less than it was, say, 20 years ago.
The Spanish Portuguese, sure, that if, like, a child shows one person benches.
Yeah, the Spanish Portuguese, they still have old Minhagim from Shonim Kadmonios. So, actually, I could see if there's one place that still does that. So he says, so what do you say? You want a bench because you had Tessa teacher of Kabin, but teacher Kabin really is only for benching for yourself. You want to be Motzi Acherim, Tess Kabin's no good. So he says, El Havo Lili Didi. So he says, no, so I should bench. Why? The Nafal Lavaya Bam Saw. Because I had 40 saw. Rashi says the nafal lav dafka el tavalti bimem saw. Whereas it says I should be the first fell, so I should bench because I had test cabin. The second guy said, oh, test cabin, what does that do? Gornish. That's if you want to bench for yourself, you want to be moitzi acherim, you want to have a zimun, and you be the one to lead the zimun. Then you need a mikvah. So he says, oh, so I should bench. I went to the mikvah. So he says, maybe I should bench. I mean, I didn't need to go to mikvah. It's better. I didn't have to test kappen, and I didn't have because I didn't have the mikvah because I'm not a bal keri. So noch besser. Ooh. Rav Chama Tovil B'Mala Yoma De Pischa. So it says that Rav Chama would be Tovil on Erev Pesach, Loti Rabbi Midei Chavosim. The Leis Hilcha Chavosim. So it says Rashi. He says Tovil Ubirich. Rogel Yosos Ken Damle Lamed Acherim. We said no, that we hold test cabin is good for yourself to teach, learn for yourself, and to be moksha others. Test cabin is enough. Kinami the Kaimalan Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Or you hold like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. That holds divrei Torah is not mekabel tuma, hold divrei ka'esh. So you don't need any of this, even if you were a bal keri. Okay. So now we have the mishnayos and mikvos that speak about mayim she'uvim. But the test cabin. And then there's a halacha that if a person's tohor and a person's tar and then he goes into Maim Shu'uvim, that's Matame, Midrabanan. That's Matame. That a person who, that's why it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that a woman shouldn't take a shower after the mikvah until she's with her husband. There's a tshuva in the Igros Moshe by Shlomo Reback of Passaic, New Jersey. So it was his tshuva. Why did he write the tshuva? He says, because in the bungalow colonies, so you know what it is in the bungalow colonies. So the way the bungalow colonies are, a lot of the men stay in the city and they go to work. And the women are in the bungalow colony the whole week, and the husband comes up for Shabbos, the old bungalow colonies. So the problem was with the bungalows, Rabbi Rebeck told me that that's why he wrote this tshuva to Rabbi Moshe, is that during the week, the women didn't want to go to the mikvah because the husbands weren't going to be there anyway. So, but so why not? Let them go anyway? They'll be ready? No, because then they felt they won't be able to shower until they were the husbands. The husband's not going to be there. So they would all wait, face till Thursday night. They would all wait till Thursday night to go to the mikvah. And there was a tremendous line. So he wanted to be, the Moshe should write a tshuva that they don't need to do this. And that's, and Taka, he wrote a tshuva that, you know, there's a limit of how long you know. Yeah, or within the different day, whatever. But I think Ramosha wrote the tshuva that you didn't have to wait. You go to the mikvah on, you could go Sunday night. Even say your husband left Sunday morning, you go Sunday night. He's not going to come back till Thursday, and then you're going to hopefully take a shower between then and then. But so he says in other words, the Din D'Rabbanan has its limits. Some poskim hold that the Din D'Rabbanan was only at the mikvah, but if it's not at the mikvah, well, some say Rav Abadi always tells me, you know, to look in the Bir Hagra in Shulchan Aruch, and the Bir Hagra says that maybe that din was only for truma. Only if it's a chumrah for truma, and we're not holding by truma anyway, because that's the Vilna Gaon shita, and then you have the shita that holds that it's only there, and then the Moshe has some idea that in a certain amount of time that you wouldn't have to, that passes, then you would be able to go and shower with my children, even if the husband, because the idea was that there was a gzeira. That people would think that the meshuvim is metaher, so they would go to the mikvah and then the shuvim. So let them think that. So what's so wrong? Because then they're going to start saying, so we'll just have the shuvim to get the mikvah, and then that could cause right. So therefore Chazal will go there that not to go Moshe Veruba b'mayim shuvim. That it's Matame. And the Ramah quotes this for even for the, you know, for the mikvah.
Because they said that the shuvim could make the person tame.
Exactly. They made shuvim. They made. But this shuva, Rabbi Rebeck, told me that he said the only way he would get the women to go to the mikvah early in the week, so it wouldn't be a backup. And it was if Rav Moshe wrote a tshuva, mattering it. So he asked Rav Moshe, can he write a tshuva? He mattered. Obviously, Rav Moshe thought it was mutter, and he wrote this tshuva. He told me that was the background of this tshuva that he matters after a certain amount of time, they could go. What? They have one? Before, do you have is the English motion down here? Yeah, you have the Mafteach. Mafteach too. If you have the Mafteach. Okay, we have the Mafteach. I'll show you the tshuva, Moshe's tshuva. But after a certain amount of time, even if you could go Rosh Hashanah by Shuvim, and it's not going to be Matami. And I told you he wrote that because no one wanted to go to the mikvah the whole week because the husbands weren't there. Normally, once you embrace your husband, you're together with your husband, but then it's okay. Then you can take the shower after. This came up a lot with people going to by COVID. They were afraid, and, you know, they wanted to take showers beforehand, you know, people, you know, it was one of the COVID issues in halacha was this. I mean, it's time there were women that didn't want to go to the mikveh at all. And there's people that didn't want to bring the kalim to the mikvah, especially the first COVID. The first COVID, people were making, myself included, making a Pesach Seder for the first time, a lot of people. So they would buy some kalim, but then they were afraid to go to the tovel, the kalim, and the mikvah. And it was a whole the whole thing. Rav has the sefer here. Oh. Let's see if we can find it and make it more. Let's see if we can find it. Where's the, oh, we have the.
We have it, yeah.
It's the Maftayah. Oh, no, we have the Maftayah. Okay. Yeah. Let me see if I can find it quickly. If not, we'll look at it in a different time. Yeah. Felix Aleph is a long time ago. Let me say a quick look. If we can't find it right away, then but he praise Rameh. Rameh Kessim, you must have a Yad Moshe handy. One second. This doesn't even have your day, does it? Oh, no, for the, yes, that's the Hail Grace, your day. Okay, I don't see it right away. One second. I'll check. Oh, one second. Oh, here it is. I have the tshuva right here. Yerodea Chelik Beis Simen Tzadivov Malas Yud Gimel Menachem Av in the summer Tov Shin Chav Ches. That's when the tshuva was written to Rabbi Rebek, Rabbi Shlomo Shraga Rebek Shlita, to the Rav in Passaic. He says Machakosav Haramah Gish Ochzu Machto Lirchot Zachakach. Says. So he quotes the whole discussion. He says, "Nimtza sha'af lefi haminig yichol ha'ish litpol biyom beis biyom gimel imigiyas man tfilosav lo tirchatz bambati rach oso yom ulamocher ulamocher." He says he thinks it's only that day. The gzera is only that day. Tomorrow already, you can take a shower, even if the husband's not there. He says, "Af lefi haminig." He says. The iser of taking the bath after the shower, after the mikveh, also hayom. The machar tucha lirchos, bambati, v'chein bezvikas mayim ala nikra shower with swimming pool. Lo terso lebayla sheyovo barav Shabbos kodesh. The chav is coming up to the mountains on Friday. So don't worry. In other words, don't think you're going to go to the mikvah on Sunday, then you're going to take a shower, and now when he comes on Friday, you're also.
Can you put on another light there, please? Click it one more time.
David Shaino Bo Bayon. After Daniel Shimshon Bayon. The Minuku Rak Lebo Bayon. In Noga Afal Yom Harbek Shalabo Bayon, who bin a toast, the Eno Klo.
You shoot it over here.
He says, and if you were Machmir to do this, okay. He's saying it's a minute. No, don't think you need Hataras Nadar. Don't think you need Hataras Nadar. You were an Amorah, so you don't know. The halacha doesn't mean you need, and you were Machmir, that doesn't give you that you need Hataras Nadar.
They called him right now.
He says, Vim, he Isha Itzdenish, Shalom, Tuchal, Lisbol, Shalom, Lizrachat, Yom Shalom. And what if Takashi, she's too much of an Itzdenish, even Yom Shalom? Because it means the same day. I mean, so that would be the whole next day also. It's the same that day. That's what he says. So he says he probably should wait that day because he wants a Sunday night. So don't go take a shower till Monday. But a lot of women, whether they're going to want to take a shower, he's not there. He says, but he thinks if she can't do it even that day, she could take it even before. In other words, the Gemara speaks about it that you're tamei, but that doesn't mean you're tamei isha l'bayim. Tamei for truma, for other things you're tamei for. Like Rabbi said, the Vilna Gaon points out. But to say that now you went to the mikvah, now you undo the mikvah. So that's a one sheet is yachid. He says, "Nogu lahachmir, ein lahachmir ala kerov ha'paimim shalecha tzarek gadol. Ach eni roa mizem b'stam noshim tzarek kolkach sholotirchas yomecha v'yochol l'kayim amid." Okay, I don't know if that. He says he thinks most women could. Yeah, I don't know to mizman as that be the case. He says most women they'll make it for one day, but he says taka if there's an istanus. That she can't wait to one meeting. If she would go to mikvah Monday night, that means she won't take the shower till Tuesday night. So he says that yesh lahatila because was, if she's talking to Istin, this will be makel even within that first day, that she could take the shower earlier. But this whole background, Rabbi Rebek explained, is because the women didn't want to go to the mikvah on the bungalows during the week. Because and then what happened was, on the end of the week, on Thursday night or whatever, there was this huge, huge line, and he was trying to see if how we could mitigate that circumstance, and that's true of the Rav Moshe Rock, which is in the summer Yud Gimel Menachem of Tovshin Chav Ches. So that's a very important tshuva.
Sounds like it's a 48-hour period.
Not 48 hours. I mean, when you say...
I say Yayim Olamacha. What does that mean?
Meaning that...
She went to the mikveh Wednesday night, let's say.
Wednesday night. So then she shouldn't go take a shower till Thursday night. Oh.
Thursday night? Olamacha is Thursday.
But
he only says Beis, Yayim Beis, Yayim Gimel. Why doesn't he say Yayim Dalet?
He says even beyond base.
But why only Monday and Tuesday? Why not Wednesday?
No. It's nothing to do with Wednesday. It means the second day. The second day after the mikvah. Yeah, so that doesn't mean Monday. It means the second day.
You sure?
Beyond base, beyond gimel, he gives Matsu
Litvah, he doesn't say take a shower. He says Litvah.
Oh, you're right. One second. In other words, he's saying, yeah, you're right. Beis and Gimel here, you're right. It's but it means that if she's going to the mikvah, in other words, what he's saying is the people were all waiting to Thursday night. So he said, you don't have to wait till Thursday night. You can do already Monday, Tuesday. Your husband's going to come back Thursday night, Friday. So you'll be, you'll
Wednesday is a problem for the women who come, for the husbands who come on Thursday. So Wednesday is too early.
So if they come, but by the next day is, because one day is the shear. The Bol Bayom is the shear. And after Bol Bayom is okay. And even Bol Bayom.
He said, probably Wednesday is not a problem because they would go to the mikveh anyway and wait a day. That they didn't have a problem. You're saying everybody went on Thursday, nobody was willing to go on a Wednesday night if the husband came on Thursday afternoon?
I don't know. They take a long weekend. They
go home Thursday after work, yeah.
Yes,
so that was the minute those days. Everybody came on Thursday to have Friday off.
Yeah, but that's divorce. He says.
Okay, but
he did this to. I told you that's what Rabbi Rebek told me. He did this.
So this minute is probably still in effect. There's still a lot of people.
Yeah, but I was saying there's other place give that hold that if it's not in the makom that the Gzeirah Drabanan was only made in the makom of the Tefillah. In other words, if you shower in the mikveh after you came out of the mikveh, that I think Rav Nissen Karelitz, I think he might say it like that, and others have this this idea. But it's not at the makom ha-mikveh, okay. Then the whole gezeira wasn't.
Gezeira, oh, that makes sense.
And Ravadi always says to me, he thinks he can rely on the Vilna Gaon that says it's only a din of truma. And but Rav Moshe assumed, you know, the Ramah, because the Ramah quotes it. It's one of the last Ramahs now in Hilchus.
Although Rav Yitzchak is also speaking about an istinus. If somebody's not istinus, what's their problem?
Yeah, okay. You're not gonna have me. So this Mishnah in Mikvos is Mikli Echad Mishnayim Shloshim Mitzdarfim. So in other words, the din of the Shuvim Shloshal Lugim. So we have a din of Shloshal Lugim that fall on a person. It can be Matame. That's this discussion. Then we have a din of Shloshal Lugim fall into the mikveh. Before the mikveh is filled up, before you have the Arba'im Sa'a, it also passes the mikveh. But the question is, and then you have the Shlosh Lugim for, then you have the Teskabin. So these are different cases where you have Teskan clean. But the question is, what if it's from? He says Tarsha Nofalu al Roshal Rubo Shlosha Lugim Maim Shuvim Mikliyachad Mishnayim Shlosha Mitzdarfin. But it's Mitzdarf. It doesn't have to be all from one kli to make him tummy. Even from 2-3 kli kalim, it's Mitzdarf. Bidalat ain't Mitzdarfin. Okay, so these are various applications of the Shlosha Lugin and the Teskabin type from, because these are all coming from a Kli. Oh, so the Chazon Ish on page 8. He tithes, and the shower is not good. He says, on page 8, Miklachas Lates Kamil Balkari, Sover Shalom Mahan, page 8. Umishim Tzorch Kav Bepav Anchas. Because you need a test Kamil, but you need, you can't just have a little drips. And one shot of Kav, and another shot of Kav. So a shower, you don't have a whole blob at once, a kav at once. So the Chazon Ish thought the shower is not good. And following along the Chazon Ish, there's a sefer Das Noita. That these are the Piskei Din. A bucket is different. A bucket is different. But most people are not having someone pour buckets on them. Most people who want to rely on the Teskabin are want to just go into the shower and not have to go to. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky in the Sefer Das, they have these from Das Noita. These are different psukim that Rav Chaim Kanievsky said. You know, usually the two word answers, and then the footnotes, they give him more of a. So he holds like the, obviously, he holds like the, his uncle. He's an Eno Moil. Mr. Tapakli Mklach is a Moil of Dintes Kabin. Shuva? Eno Moil. The man that didn't mince words. And that's in the footnote, number 98. In Brishimus Haras Achazanish, Bixaviad, the main Shli Nikosav, Eno Shama. So It's like Yosef and Gimel Kalim, because you have the Gimel Kalim. So it's three for me, but if it's just a little bit that's coming on each time, so then it doesn't work. It doesn't work. That's what I was. So who says otherwise? Not everyone agrees with the Chazon Ish. But look, he always Lev Avraham. Look at the Lev Avraham. Rav Avraham Weinfeld. He's a Rav of Mansi, become Chacham. So he has a nice tshuva. Rav Shech likes his tshuvas. Rav Avraham Weinfeld. The Shabra is on page 14, the tshuva is on page 15. Yeah. They used to have a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, Lev Avraham. They used to call it Lev Babe. His son was the Rosh Yeshiva, Haskell Weinfeld. So he says, Sheila, Adam Chalash, or Misha Emo Mikvah, Shal Memsa, Litbol Akaria, for a man. Obviously, for a woman, obviously, there's nothing. But for a man, who's Zahir Betfila Sazra? So he's Zahir Betfila Sazra. He usually goes to the Mikvah before davening. He wrote some mishpoch al atzmo tisha kabin. He rashai lemeber hachi al yidei sheyamo tachas ha-meklachas ha-nikwa shower b'laz that she ipo lelov shir tisha kabin o im tzarech dafta lishpoch mikli. So in other words, you need sort of like a bucket, like the Rav said, a bucket. Throw it with a bucket. Get something to throw in a bucket.
I got it.
Yeah. Yeah. So he says, there's two races with a shower. What are the two? She'enlet senor din kli came and she'enlet base kibble. He says, the question whether the pipe is a kli, because it doesn't hold it. The water just goes through the pipe. It's not a receptacle. Right. Hopefully the water gets through, gets stuffed in a pipe. Base, ain't a mind by Mikloch Gavra. It's not called gavra. It was the first time you turned on the first gush that could be called gavra, but then it keeps going and going and going. So then that's like a grumma. Rav shel psichas habayis achashem called gavra, aval zerak lekiluch rishon. V'lo l'chol hatisha kabin. V'vor v'shulchan aruch. Right? So then what's the heta? Right? That's the shayla. What's the heta? You don't have a pli. You don't have called gavra. So what's the heter? Ulamachar iyan nirish einkam beis meichesh klal. Next arrow, third arrow. Yine b'nogel chashas ha'echad she'enu mayim boim. Before she yotei b'as disen, per gimel de mikvaz, b'shin de gimel de einzarech kli letes kapit. This is ha'asochet et ksuso. B'matil m'komas harbe, ma'amar ben asirso, b'matil m'komas harbe, b'mikiv ma'asher chom poslim. Haynu nechul in gimel lugin mayim she'uvim ha'poslim is a mikvah. Rabbi Kiva tzrichim shevo b'kli echa dafka. Rabbi Kiva says it has to come all from one kli. U'mim rokum echa shebo. Lo'im yishbo nekavim harbik. No tzirsor. You know, you have like a tzirsor. You have a kli with holes. So everything's coming from a different hole. So maybe that's not good. U'la rabbana in tzar kli. V'afil gimel kelim et starfer. So he says, "Gimel Kalim or Mitzdarfen." Shama v'shmishim dal mosif v'chalam b'kliyachem v'shnayim v'shloshim Mitzdarfen. Bal keri acholat shenoflo of tisha kabin mayim v'tar shenoflo roshal rushal shloshim lumim kliyachem v'shnayim v'shloshim Mitzdarfen. So Rodi was there. Shehishu chacham kan shloshim dim lada. In other words, he says the chachamim compared three halachas together. Din gimel lugim v'poslim as a mikvah. That's one din. Balkari Shanofalo Lov Tisha Kabin. Vidin Tor Shanofalo Rosho Rusho Gimalugim. Three halachas that we saw in the Mishnah. They compared together. The Kulu Echilag Bembo Maimba Kli or Sochet as Ksuso. Because you don't need a bucket. Even if you take your shirt is wet. And you squeeze, wring it out. That's also good.
Yeah.
For this din, for these three halachas. So he says, once we paschal lechachamim, you can give a lugim post limus a mikvah. So you don't, you can't hold the linear test carbon. Even from a shirt, even from wringing out a towel. So what happened the tilts yadayim is different. It's different. Chachamim Mitzakin the Din Kli. That's a famous the Achorik Rishon you speak about that. That's dubia to the Kior, that they were that was a Kli. So for Tara, the Din Kli. So, but for these halachas, he thinks we eker din even without a kli, meaning there was even though a shirt is a beged, but it's not a kli, so you can wring it out from a shirt. Now, what's the so that's the, he says in terms of the Indian of a kli. Then the second Indian on page 16, Atan Novol Chashash Shein Sheba Amayim Boy Mikoch Gavra. So maybe it's not called Gavra because you're turning on the faucet. Ain't Ryan, he says, ain't sort of called Gavra. Came Shnei Dim Nifrod, Mach, Belikli, Yochel Yos, called Gavra, Kunham, Amatel, Mishivre, Kli, or Socha, Ksuso, Imki, Yeshlian, Messina, Tisha, Kab, and Sorakal, called Gavra, or Lo, Nimokham, Shum, Bunalum, or Lael, Shainu, Tarkli, Yeshlum, Gamke, Shainu, Tark, called Rava. Why? Because Phil Nofel of Hainu, Shahil, Kim Dofel, Mikliacha, Mishnaim, Shlosha, or Phil Socha, Ksuso. He says the chara posh pshat. Say that you had a bucket of water, maim shuvim, and then it was a windy day, and it got knocked over, it fell into the mikveh before you got the mem saw. So is anyone going to say that the mikveh is kosher because it wasn't kach gavra? No. It was the feel of Gimel Shuvim, the mikveh is going to pass on the mikveh even if there's no Koch Gavra. And since the Mishnah is comparing all these halachas, so maybe you don't need Koch Gavra, even though he says a Lashon Naflu, Af Me'atzman, even by itself. That's what... So that's what he thinks that even if it fell by itself, you don't need a kli. Okay, Nirlan, he is dieting Inglach with Klal Bazet. Yeah, he's saying the shah was good.
Yeah, but could be the Mishnah that talks about a beged. It was originally in a kli before the beged. It has to come from a kli or it has to be Mayim Sha'uvin. He's saying. Our water in a faucet might never have been in a clean.
No, so we don't assume like that. That was the discussion we had last week.
Well, city water is a clean.
Yeah. I'm giving you a share. I'll call you after the share. Okay. Yeah, what's the shayla?
As long as you can stay. As long as you can.
So we don't assume. That's what we said last week. Or else you wouldn't have such an expensive mikveh that you're making if you would assume the tap water is good enough. Even I told you, the Gedulei Tara says the tap water is good, but it's not the Mekubal Dika Pshat. I told you, this person in San Francisco,
David Miller,
he wrote a book on how everyone can build a mikveh in their own home for $5. A mall. How to build a mix in your own house.
1920s,
yeah, a long time ago. Yeah, yeah. I was here. The YU library, they have like 10 copies of it. Like, 10 copies of it, maybe more. eBay. Some people buy it on eBay, these books.
Some people, they try to bring it to like kind of a faucet. And they like turn it on and turn it off, turn it on and turn it off.
Yeah, it's a question. I'll tell you. Years ago, I just said to somebody today, I don't like writing in English. I like writing Lashon Kodesh, most fun. But once in a while, I wrote something in English. I wrote once Hilchos Netilas Yadayim in English. All the Piskei Halacha of Netilas Yadayim. So I remember I wrote it. Then I walked in once at the MTJ, and Reb David was there. I went over to Reb David. I said, I wrote this thing. And how should I be machriya on the question about turning on the faucet and off the faucet for the tilos yadayim for bread? So you just had a, you know, you don't have a regular kli, but you have the faucet. And, what should I write? Which way should I write? And he said to me, leave it out. That's what he said. Leave it out. So I left it out. Leave it out. Yeah. Okay. So he says, and then he writes the last paragraph. You name Sefer Taras Mayim and Al, because of Shir Shebe'erach Shlosha Regoim, Yotze Kol Shir Tes Kamen Al Deim. So 3 minutes. 3 minutes in the shower. You have Tes Kamen. Okay. Ain Mikvah Nochon Lasos Kane. Who's Paul Batara, Lefne Adon Kol. But if you look in the Mishnah Halachas, Rav Menashe Klein, so he wrote a whole tshuva on this topic as well. And he that he doesn't like. Let's see. What is he right? Page 18. Okay. So he says, Al Dvarenim Sefer Shud Mishnah Halachas should be anti Halacha Zu. He also be Esa Shanim. So he says, "Here's Kiyashav and he wrote Kikam upon our Machamer in Dvarenim Lachen Amarti." Believe me. So he says, "Okay, now let's get to the point." So he says that it's not so Prussian. Says Douglas says maybe a few shuvim mesech brachas on top line. Shmami lo tzarchli, he met tzarchli harei have a dafka b'maim shuvim. If he needs that to imkan raya, etc., that you would need a kli. Here's a dafka hipper. The kachem of balkei shachoyla shenoflo alav, dosno alav loshen nesina. Because of the feel of mashma the boy nesina dafka began by kli. Right. He holds an Abba, the Mishnah with the, so it's also, you know, maybe he'll say that the shirt is not by, is only by the other halachas, maybe only the pasulim mikvah, maybe you can't compare all the halachas. So he says, you need a nesina, you need a koach gavra. So he takes the other position. But so
in the times of before they invented the shower head, what hey chatimsa would you have? to have water fall on you without a kli. He says, mash for the bean and kli. What are the possibility is there?
What other possibility is there? How else are you going to get it on you?
Well, you pour it on the floor and then it falls over the edge and then it hits you.
Maybe.
That would be the shadow.
Well, so Rav Harfin is here on page 25. He quotes all the different shitas. But he quotes the Chazanish that you need the Kav Rav Safas. And he says the woman had him from the beginning on the kli, the klachas love kli. So if you hold like that, then you need a kli. So then you have the problem that it's not a kli, maybe. So that's the question. You need a kli for this halacha, or not for all of, even if you didn't have a kli. And the Chazan is saying you need a kli, and also you need it to be a kav at a time, right? So if you assume like that, then it's not going to work. So avada, it's always better to have a mikvah. You have tefillah, but the shasat chak, you know, you could use a shower. Because first of all, it's not a kli, and second of all, it's maybe not called kavra, and third of all, maybe it's not a kav vasachas. So there are a lot of, you know, possible pikpukim with the shower. But if you're going to do it, it's 3 minutes is the. I mean, obviously, if you're, like someone pointed out, it's going to make a difference how strong the shower is. I guess a normal shower. You know, if you have a shower that's half broken, it's only dripping.
Deepest. Says the whole thing. It tells you how many liters, how many gallons.
Yeah.
Water pressure.
Yeah.
A bath. If you took a bath instead, that would probably not happen.
No, the bath won't do anything. That's not the Sina. You need the Sina.
It can be
Tovol Maim Shuvim, that's what you have to do. Tovol Maim Shuvim is for a man. But a bath can be Tovol. The bath is not going to work. So either you take a shower or you go to the mikvah.
Rav Ovadia has a cure that showers
a
cut of bath. Yeah. Oh, Gabra, I'm sorry, I missed this. Where's that field come from, and how can we dispense with it?
Right, the question is, do you need a Koch Gabra for this halach of Kishikami? There's no kind of just point.
Right. So why would you think that there is a clear thought?
Because the question is whether seen all of. So it's much after it's the Sina on you. That's a lotion, you know, while Kerry should not do all of. So that can apply that there's a positive
person,
you know, or something putting on you.
That's the lesson of the Marian
prophet. Yeah, let's see the lesson again on the first page. Okay, you should not do a love to Shakabi. See? You should not do a love. Yeah, so. Well, it's not so posh. It's not a double posh that it showers.
And the Chazon Ish tells all that he needs to be at least a kav at a time. It can't be just small, you know, increments that are formed. Okay, so the Yesh Ami Lismach, that it's okay. But,
so that means like you have to be pouring the water?
Yeah, the ultimate case is that there's somebody taking buckets and pouring it.
So why can't 3 gallons?
Yeah.
Returning
the bucket, not cost cover. That's that. Right. No. So the first gush is the cost cover, but then it's.
But you can't have that gush come out.
More gush.
I see.
Yeah. Yeah. Rabbi Horfman is very into the exact. Yeah. On page 24, sheer test carbon, but El Gimel Gallon. Kind of has an issue, it's almost double. He holds that the shear of the double one, 5.7.
I'm sorry, 3 minutes is not 3 gallons, right?
Well, it depends. We'll see how he says.
Some faucets have a rate, you could check the flow rate.
Yeah. He says, even 1 minute, over a minute, echad tachat tfiloch, yotzim tes chavin, in the klachas.
So since 1992, maximum 2.5 gallons per minute is the federally mandated flow rate for the shower heads.
Right.
So three gallons is like a minute and 10 or 20 seconds.
Okay, so that's what Rabbi Harfin is right.
That's the old showers.
So the Chazon Ish two minutes and a bit.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah.
Showers are generally longer.
Yeah. People are generally longer.
You know, I could vouch myself, but I assume people aren't in like out to the all over the row.
Yeah. It's. So because the Chazon Ish's word was that in the other halachas you can't have more than 3 kalim, is what for Harfin says. So he says your shower is like more than gimel kalim. Tefillas carry mahani l'chol yosim and gimel kalim. In harich mishud mishta halachas you need. So if it's going to be more than gimel kalim. So maybe it's not with starish. You assume that applies to all the
interesting swerving of Yankov, you see.
Yeah, the Emes Yankov, he says, we should on page 25. The Prophet Mahani was issued Kama Filo Bari. How he could be Filo Mahani, the Nitzo Kama Chibur. So if he was a Nitzo, so I might be urging me out of the beef, stuck him.
Well, what is he, if you read on 26, Rabbi Harfin is, Ma'o anachim l'rchotz memi klach adakar tfilo b'mikva, b'boker lifnei atfilo tshuva, medina mutar, aval eno min anachon.
Ma'o anachim l'rchotz memi klach adakar tfilo b'mikva. In other words, there's a whole discussion by men going to the mikva and then taking the shower. They say, with women, that was the whole discussion. The Moshe, and right.
But what is it? Medina Mutar Aval.
Yeah, because a man can even go in Mayim Shuvim. Right? So if you can go in Mayim Shuvim, so Chorav, maybe. So that whole thing doesn't apply to man's tefillah. The whole din of the Ramah, that when you go. That's Rabbi Harfins. It's all done Harfins. Yeah. He says pashtus is that they can. So the shayla fi she gozru tuma al barosh of ruva mayim shuvim. But the question is, and then he quotes the Ramah at the end of Hilchos Mikvot. She is osham v'nida lachzer lirchatz. The question is, does that kepeda apply to tefillas anoshim?
So, Hashem Shad, it doesn't. Yes. Yeah. Okay, but that's the discussion behind on that same trial of the Gemara Shabbos. So it has Dover. That's the first paragraph after Shabbos has this whole discussion. Okay, so this is a fascinating topic. I think we're finished now with the mikvos.
Just to clarify, a backyard swimming pool. Well, how do we look at that?
Yeah, a backyard swimming pool. Yeah, you know somebody who lives in, near you who has a backyard swimming pool. Question for, yeah, so backwards is a Maim Shuvah.
So that would be a lot simpler.
Well, it depends if you pull it out of water first or wait for it to rain first, right?
Yeah, what if it rains?
Well, if it talks about men, it's Maim Shuvah.
For men. Yeah,
yeah.
No, for women, yes. I don't know. For men.
I'll end off with one. Yeah, so for men, the only question was with the filter.
With the filters.
Oh, this is a story. So, in Russia, Moshe Feinstein's mikveh in Russia. So there were different versions of the story. Because it's Kayadua that there's a big age difference between Rav David and Yibor Adol Chaim and Rav Reuven Feinstein. That's because the Moshe's Revitzin didn't use a mikveh for like 10 years. So one version of the story goes, so he was matir mikveh for the kehila, but he used kulas and he didn't want to rely on himself. So I have a Masaira from Rav Nachum Rosenberg, Shlita. I'm pretty sure he told me he heard this from Rav David. I can check. But he only, that wasn't the vort. That wasn't the vort in Rav Moshe's mikveh. This is the vort in Rav Moshe's mikveh. That the communists didn't allow people to use a mikvah. No. So they didn't allow. So Rav Moshe said, if my wife becomes pregnant, they're going to know that we use the mikvah. And if someone else in the kehilah becomes pregnant, they're going to say he doesn't keep the religion fully. So it's not all right, but the rabbi, Avada, the rabbi is going to keep. So if his wife becomes pregnant, not that it was that he thought it was a bidyeva. It was a type of it was a similar to a chabad type mikvah that he under the swimming pool he made a hashaka with rain wells. So it was a sort of a bor al gabi bor. So some type of something similar to that. I would have to ask Rav Nachum. So. He didn't want to rely on it, not because he didn't think it was kosher. Because if he relies on it and his wife becomes pregnant, then the goyim are going to know that there's a mikveh someplace.
Maybe and she just went swimming at least in the Black Sea or something.
And therefore, they're going to put the penalties on the... But anyone else, the goyim wouldn't think question. That. They would just say, you know, so they're not observant. But the rabbi, he's observant, obviously. So therefore... So
yeah, why did she have to go in a mikveh? She could have just gone swimming in the Black Sea or something.
I don't know how they.
Maybe they weren't there.
Yeah, I don't know. But that's the Masorah I have from Rav Nachum Rosenberg of the what the story was with Rav Moshe's mikveh and how come there was this age gap between them.
I heard the other way.
But Rav Nachum, I think, told me he heard it. So I'm pretty sure he told me he heard it from Rav Nachum, what he considers the accurate version of the story. I can do more. I speak to Rav Nachum. Rav Nachum is a world class mikveh builder all over the world.
So in San Francisco?
All over the world. And whatever. He has mikveh stories that no one else in the world has. Okay. Todd, call to a good night.
Yes, Rabbi Simon. Thank you.
Yeah, he's in his 90s now, so he doesn't do so many mikvahs anymore.
He's the boy's guy. No, no, his cousin from England and Eretz Israel.
Too undefined, I guess.